Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms. Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
Jim, how about this? A bunch of Aussies have been banding together, I love this, to help foreign celebrities, mainly those in the US and the UK, on how to correctly say Melbourne and not Melbourne.
Yeah, but I always say it on the show. It's one of my favourite bits.
Yeah, well, that bit may not, you know, last much longer.
I always have you going, we're going to Melbourne.
Melbourne. Because that's what they, every time we interview, you know, music stars, TV people, anytime they mention Australia and they want to talk about the capital of Victoria, they will say Melbourne.
Even when we went down to see Zach Bryan last year in Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
And he was like, I love you, Melbourne.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. And that's why these Aussies have come together. We've all heard, of course, TV, movies, singers, athletes, all talk about it, calling Melbourne. I said to you the other day, maybe it's because of Jason Bourne, the Bourne identity. Yeah. Spelt the same. The second half.
Yeah, the second half. Enough of it, I can see that.
Well, enough is enough because US TV show host Bethany Frankel, never heard of her, apparently she's on Housewives or Shark Tank or one of those.
I'll accept it.
Who cares? She has been targeted by Aussies online who've been teaching her the correct way to say it. And she said it's, all these Aussies have said to you, it's somewhere between Melbourne and Melbourne. You know, anywhere between there. Melbourne.
The thing I love about being Australian is we'll just shorten things up, speed it up.
Yeah.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Don't think too much of it. Here in Australia, we don't think that much about things.
Yeah.
We just do it.
Plenty of capital cities. You've got Brisbane.
Yeah.
You've got Sydney. You've got
and
Melbourne.
Also,
got Hobart,
our vowels
Adelaide,
and even our consonants don't, they don't matter.
No.
Water. You know what I mean? Is that a D or a T? Who cares?
Was it, I think it was W-A-T-A.
Yeah. Water. Doesn't matter. There's another one. How do you spell matter? Don't think too hard, right? If you're listening and you're from another country and you're like, oh, but I always panic with the Australian... Don't think too hard.
Think
less.
You know, I do have a problem, Nath, with people who go after people saying things wrong.
Yeah, correct.
My thing is, if you know what they're talking about it, you can't have a go at them.
Then play on.
Especially people from overseas. If they're saying Melbourne, like, you know they're talking about Melbourne.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, if they came over and went, hey, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? Then you can go, mate. That's
Adelaide. Now, here's the thing. She said she's going to be passing this information on to her celebrity fans, so apparently the word's going to be spreading. We'll believe it when we see it. But... one thing that we do love about this country, Jim, is that there are so many weird and wonderful names of places here in Australia. So many different places. They could be suburbs, they could be cities, they could be street names, whatever it is. And right now, on the Jimmy and A Show, I think we should celebrate these weird and wonderful place names with a game called Real Place, Fake Place.
On 131060, it's time for... Jimmy and Dave's Real Place or Fake Place, yeah! Let us guess your place.
Also, Jack Black in the country at the moment.
Yes.
So...
We could have interviewed him on the weekend.
I know. But we went to CMC Rocks. Tenacious D did not perform
well. Well, we had CMC locked in and it was so much fun, but we did get the opportunity to get Jack Black and we passed on it. I'm sorry.
We'll get him for Kung Fu Panda 12. Don't worry about it. Here's how this works. 131060 Australia, you have the power here. Jump on the phones and tell us the funky name of where you live. It can be your suburb, it can be your town, it can be your street name. Now, you can either make one up or you can actually live in this place. We then have to guess if that's a real place or a fake place. If we get it wrong, Australia, you win. That's how this game works.
Yep. And look, you know, there's so many places out there.
Yeah.
You know, in this beautiful country of ours. So call up, tell us that place. Nathan and I, we won't Google. There'll be no cheating.
No cheating. Suburbs, towns, cities, whatever.
There was only, you know, my girlfriend's looking for a new place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I went
with
her.
You kicked her out already.
Yeah. You know, No, but I went to a viewing with her. And the person was like, we were just chatting about where we were from. And I brought up, it was from Gundawindi. And she's like, oh, she's like, do you know where Blah is? And she says this place. And I'm like, I have no idea where that is.
No,
and she's like, I thought you were from the country. I was like, it doesn't mean I know every place.
I don't know all the surrounding areas and topography.
Yeah, she's like, this is in far northern Western Australia. I'm like,
no, well, why would I know that? All right, 131060, real place, fake place. Give us your town, suburb, city. If we guess if it's real or fake, you lose. We get it wrong, you win. Nick, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. What have you got for us? What name?
Jackass Flat.
Jackass Flat. All right, Nathan, are we allowed follow-up questions? Or
we can, yeah, we can ask follow-up questions. Yeah, yeah. Jackass
one question
Flats.
Each?
Maybe one question each. Okay, Nick, where is Jackass Flats?
It's in Victoria, country Victoria.
Sure. And that you live there now or you used to live there, Nick?
No, I live there now.
And now. What's it called?
Jackass. Well, that's a third question, unless you're asking me.
What's it called again?
Jackass flat.
So it's like, yeah, like, you know, the jackass guys and then flat.
Jackass flats. It seems made up to me. I feel like he's just been watching Jackass.
I don't know. It feels like a, yeah, mate, bloody air from Jackass Flats. I could see that being a real thing. Yeah,
you want to lock in?
I'm locking in, yeah. I think yes.
Okay, all right. Well, shall we lock it in?
Yes.
All right. We're going to lock in. Jackass Flats is true and you live there, Nick.
That is correct.
Oh, yes! What's it like in Jackass Flats, Nick?
It's all right. It's a suburb in the sort of the central part of Bendigo, so yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyone jumping out of windows or just doing crazy shit there?
No, we don't get that kind of extreme stuff now.
Oh, it's a fake note.
I thought you were going to say any people jumping out of flats.
Thank you, Nick. Rory, welcome to Real Place, Fake Place.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, mate. Good, mate. What's the place you got for us?
Moff Town. M-U-F-F Town.
Moff Town.
Moff Town. Down Moff Town. Old Motown
you,
for sure.
You live in Moff Town now, Rory, or you used to live in Moff Town?
Used to live in it, not currently.
Sorry, it's Moff Town, not Muff Town.
Wait, is it Muff or Moff, Rory?
No, Moff, M-U-F-F.
Oh, it is, it's Muff Town. Well, that's true, because I've been there too.
We've all been there.
You've got to go to Moff Town.
Yeah, you love it in Moff Town, Rory?
Yeah, it's not too bad, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a real place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real place. Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. It's not a real place.
No, it's not. It's fake.
You're not trying hard enough, Roy. Well, you got us a beauty there.
Well, he said yes. And you dinged yourself.
Yeah.
You can't undo a ding.
I did. Yeah, I know. I have to edit out that ding later for the podcast. Hello, Drew.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Welcome to Real Place, Fake Place. What do you got?
Titty bong.
No.
Is that...
Titty bong.
Yeah, titty bong. So like a breast and
then obviously we got that.
A smoking apparatus.
An alleged smoking apparatus. Not that you'd know, Drew. You would have no idea, would you?
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
No, of course. Titties.
Where is titty bong, Drew?
It's in Victoria.
Okay.
Victoria's
fun place. Allegedly.
Okay, Drew, Drew, what is your favourite thing about living in titty bong?
The amount of people there.
Lots of people.
No, I reckon it's the opposite. There's not many people.
Is that because there's not many people in Titty Bong, Drew?
No, there's a couple.
There's a couple. Oh. There's only... Well, yeah, most of the time there is.
I think there's a population of three.
Population of three in Titty Bong.
Well, two titties in a bong.
What do you reckon, Jim?
I'm going to say it's a real place.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to say Titty Bong is a real place, Drew, is it?
Correct, it is.
Oh! Show live from Titty Bong next week, please.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
And Jim, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, it returns this year in Australia. We're going to be there with this.
Born Funny with Jimmy and Nath. Fresh, funny and free.
Yeah, it's our podcast, Born Funny. We're bringing it live to the stage, Lower Town Hall in Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. If you don't know what Born Funny is, Jim, it's when we catch up with the world's funniest people. We figure out if they were born funny, if they picked up along the way. But Born Funny Live is going to be a little bit different because we've got five international comedians who are going to be on stage with us. They'll each do a set and then they'll sit down for a live interview in front of a packed out crowd.
Yeah, we're really excited for this, Trey. It's Nathan and I's first little... Live
jaunt.
We've done some little stuff in the past, I'll be honest with you.
We're not shy of a stage.
We
let me tell you that
we
much.
We have some exes when it comes to the live stage and my girlfriends.
What?
But this will be really exciting. So, I mean, if you are in Melbourne or around that area, we'd love for you to be part of it. Or if you can get down next week for Melbourne International Comedy Fest. Nathan and I, comedians that are big here, big overseas as well. We're really excited.
Have a listen to this list, right? These are the five comics who are going to be on stage with us. You're going to get a set from them, and then they're going to sit down and do an interview with us. Luke Kidgel, internationally renowned.
Great crowd work.
Pete Hellier, we all know him, household name.
I mean, I hope he does viral Wednesdays.
Project. I just want to, you know, reinstallment of the project on there. Dave Thornton, Lizzie Hu, and international Zainab Johnson as well. They're all going to be there. Now, here's the thing, Australia. If you want to go, you can't buy these tickets. You can only win them from listening to the show. And you can win them right now if you call 131060 to be a part of what I'm calling Jimmy and Nath's BFB or Born Funny Blitz.
Free tickets!
Yeah, yeah!
Free tickets!
Yeah, yeah!
Did somebody say free tickets?
Yeah, yeah!
It's a Born Funny Blitz.
Yeah, it'll be Jimmy Nath on stage. Luke Kidgell will be there. Pete Hellier, Dave Thornton, Lizzie Hu, Zainab Johnson. They are all there for your comedy hearing pleasure. And we're giving away tickets with the Born Funny Blitz right
Lizzie
now.
Lizzie.
No, I'm asking you.
Lizzie.
I thought you knew. Lizzie, who's going to be there?
We'll be there.
See, it's that one. And we'll be there warming you guys up. You know what I mean? We're getting the temperature of the crowd, you know, just sussing out where the line is.
Yeah.
How the Born Funny Blitz works is all we got to do is just ask you a very simple question. Who do you want to see? You answer that, you get the tickets. That's how this works. Jim, are you ready to BFB?
I'm ready to BFB, baby.
Okay, here we go. Gabrielle from Victoria. You want to come to Born Funny?
Yes, it is.
Who do you want to see?
My partner really loves Luke Kidgell.
Bang, you got it.
Great,
done.
We'll love it.
We'll see you there, Gabby. Benny from Melbourne, hello.
Hello, guys. How you going?
Good, Benny. Who do you want to see?
I'm Luke Kidgell as well.
Oh, geez, Luke's
wait,
great.
You're Luke Kidgell?
What, Dave Thornton.
Luke, Dave you don't Thornton. Have to call for tickets. Or Dave Thornton as well.
Yeah, I'll see him as well.
Okay. We only needed one, so no tickets for you. No, just, no, you've got him. Gabby, welcome.
Gabby, who do you want to see?
Dave Thornton.
Thank you, Gabby.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you're welcome.
No,
enjoy.
We were an afterthought. Gabby,
hey,
you already got the
talking
tickets.
To Gabby.
Sorry. Well, she tried to say and us. Chris, who do you want to see?
Peter Hallett.
Peter. Yes. Hey, well, he'll
great
be
choice,
there.
Chris. You'll enjoy him.
Anika.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm desperate to see Lizzie Hu.
Well, congrats. You're going. That easy.
Didn't even get to ask her.
She knew.
Murad, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Murad, who do you want to see at Born Funny Live?
Lizzie who?
Lizzie?
Yeah, do you know her?
Do I?
You got your tickets, Murad.
Congrats,
well done.
Mate.
We'll see you there. Mel, welcome.
Hi.
Who do you want to see, Mel?
Luke Kidgell.
Yeah, great choice.
That's
really
all we need.
Enjoy yourself.
That's all we needed. Jess, welcome.
Hi.
Jess, who do you want to see at Born Funny Live?
You guys, Jimmy and Nave.
That is the actual correct answer,
you. Can
Jess,
we give her 50 tickets? I'm just joking. You just get two. That's the rules. Brendan, hello.
How you going, guys?
Who do you want to see Born Funny Live, Brendo?
Lizzie, what's her name?
We just added a sixth comedian
to
the stage. Good,
good
on you, Brendo. Tanya, finally, who do you want to see at Born Funny Live?
I just want to see you guys.
Oh, well, you can just come to the studio. You don't need to.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
I haven't even told you this yet. Got some feedback from the wife just then.
Just then?
Yeah, nothing to do with the show.
Oh.
No, just to do with something that I've done.
Okay.
Which is where most of the feedback comes from. Normally in the realm of me doing something that annoys her. Accidentally took her dinner. So you saw me have a really nice dinner tonight.
It was lovely, yeah.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah, so lovely it wasn't for me.
What was your dinner?
I didn't have dinner. It was a fun Mexican bowl, and I just saw it in the fridge.
Yeah,
God, I've got
in
a
there.
Yeah,
yeah, Mexican.
Like,
is
I was
lovely.
Like, God, I've got a stunning wife. She's made me this little dinner.
And you looked at there, and you thought, "There's only one."
Yeah,
she obviously.
Well, she must be doing her own tonight.
Thing.
Maybe she's going out with her friends.
So she cooked you dinner.
Yeah,
not her own.
That's what I thought. I was like, "Wow, what an incredible woman that I married."
And when she got home,
she went
no
out of her way.
Fridge.
She's got home, and she's gone. Hey. It was a leading question. She goes, "Have you seen the Mexican bowl?"
And you should have went. No. Someone broke into her house.
The Mexican bowl fairy.
Someone broke into her house.
You're not going to believe it. The only thing they stole. We have wads of cash everywhere, just out in the open. And weirdly, the only thing they stole was the Mexican bowl.
And the wraps on
and
top
the,
of it.
And the wraps that were in the cupboard. They knew where to find them.
And some,
so weird.
And they took a few dollops of sour cream.
So
not the whole sour cream.
Did you steal it? How did you know
Rick,
that?
Babe, check the guacamoles. You mean the avocados?
Yeah, so tut tut, whoever stole
oh,
that,
yeah,
because that is now my poor wife.
Yeah.
No,
if we
dinner
can team,
for her
we can find
not.
Out who stole
yeah,
Nate's wife.
13-10-60, did you steal the Mr. Bowl? Just be honest. If you
confess,
did,
it's okay.
Yeah, if
we'll
you
give
did,
you a reward.
I'll give you some movie tickets. If you stole the Mexican bowl, 13-10-60, you've got to get to the bottom of it because it definitely wasn't me. Liam's here. Hello, Liam.
Buenos dias, lads. How are you?
Buenos noches, Liam.
Buenos raps, Liam.
Allegedly buenos raps.
Allegedly.
Liam, were you in fact the person that stole the Mexican bowl from the fridge?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just polishing it off now.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Liam!
It was sitting right there. It was right there for the taking.
Right.
Meg's done a great job. You know, I'll be back next Tuesday for more if there's more. Taco Tuesday.
So, well, you, I mean,
you can
you.
Confirm here, Liam, that Nath is no longer in trouble because you successfully broke into their apartment and have eaten the Mexican wraps.
Correct. I was like a cat, very stealthy in the night.
Yes. Yeah, no, very good. And how can I ask, Liam, why did you take nothing else but the Mexican bowl?
It's a good question. Well, there was the Mexican was the only thing that was really enticing.
Yeah. You know? Get on your Liam. We found the culprit.
Yeah.
We found the culprit. Good.
Hopefully your wife is listening to the show.
No, and... I'm sure she would be. Yeah. She's been dusting for fingerprints all afternoon.
Well, we found it. It's Liam. So. Thanks, Liam.
Thank God.
Appreciate you, mate.
Wow. Is anyone hungry?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, massive round of applause for Tasmania.
Well done, Tassie.
Specifically the Tasmanian Football Club. So shout out to the Jackies in the final.
Yeah.
Tasmania being the former home of Jimmy and Nath.
On the bloody march.
Yes. Well, look, the Tasmania Football Club, mate, they're over 100,000 members already.
Already?
24 hours, 100,000 members.
That's a fifth of the population of Tassie in 24 hours.
24 hours, 100. They just posted. 24 Gee hours, 100,000 members.
Mate, let me tell you, a good investment.
Yes. But look, one of the things I love about it, so if you don't know much about the AFL or you've missed this, the Tasmania Football Club is going to be called the Tassie Devils,
yep.
The Tasmanian Devils.
Bit of a heritage name for them down there.
Yeah, they've been using it. It's been used in rep teams for a long time and all that. But there were some issues about it being used for an AFL team because there comes marketing with that. You know, it's being used. And Tasmanian Devils, a Tasmanian Devil has been owned by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They've trademarked that name.
Yeah, they've trademarked an actual animal species.
Yeah. So they...
Space Jam, right? Yeah. You know, all know the Tassie Devil, right?
Well, you think Space Jam.
You think Tassie Devil.
I'd go Looney Tunes.
Who
are in?
I don't know them.
But yeah, so the Tasmania Devil has been Looney Tunes since 1954.
Wow.
It's a long time. They registered for the trademark in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Now, behind the scenes, there was a bit of an issue because they've announced that this is now the official name. There was a bit of an issue because Warner Brothers went, hey, we own the trademark here. We don't know if we're going to allow you to use it.
Classic Warner Brothers gear. Which the rich get richer, am I right?
And everyone here back home in Australia, and especially in Tassie, were like, hang on, you can't own this.
We're in Tasmania. It's our devil.
And they've gone, look, we've had this trademark for a long time.
Mm.
Now, this has just come out today. Tasmanian AFL chair Grant O'Brien, shout out to Granty, they were fine with it. Warner Brothers, huge corporation, which I believe is worth $24 billion.
Doesn't surprise me.
Didn't know that the Tasmanian Devil is a real thing.
Oh, they thought it was a made-up thing.
Yeah, or it was like a nickname or something. But that is the real name of the real animal.
And they had no idea. Yeah, it surprises me that they're even allowed to trademark like a real existing animal.
Yes. Like, now, I don't know the rules around the trademark here in Australia versus the US and how they use it.
Like, imagine if Canada were just like, hey, guys, we haven't told you, but we own the Wallaby. So...
what the hell?
Rename your rugby team.
But I just could not believe this, that there were meetings going on and then a whole bunch of people at Warner Brothers went, so it's a real animal.
Yeah, wow.
And that's its actual name. It's not a nickname. Oh, so they're in Tasmania. They're called Tasmania Devils.
Yeah, we're very simple people down here, right? We name things after where they're from.
And so tell me about the Tasmanian Tiger. Got rid of that one.
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. They're still out there. So look, what I want to do on 131060 is call the show... What didn't you know or what did you just find out?
Yeah, I love this.
So right. Something you've...
It could be anything.
Anything whatsoever. Maybe something you found out recently. You just went your whole life living like the people over at Warner Brothers in the US have only just discovered that it's a real animal with a real name. What is something that you have just figured out, like the meaning of, pronunciation of something?
Reese, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. What did you only just figure out?
So I found this out probably about 6 years ago now when I was 18, but I didn't realise that Canada was its own country.
Did you think it was an American state?
I did.
Yeah.
I always wondered why it had its own flag and currency and everything, but it's never.
It's a very posh state.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It had its own flag and own currency.
Yeah. Own president.
I wondered and figured it out when I was doing Health and Human in Year 12.
There you go. Yeah, right. Okay.
I think a lot of people would actually think that.
I only just found out that it's not. thank you, Reese.
Thank you, Reese.
Kyle, welcome.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. What didn't you know? What did you just figure out?
I only figured out the other day that pickles were actually cucumbers.
What? Pickles are cucumbers?
Yeah.
Pickles and cucumbers. Cucumbers?
What do you mean they're cucumbers?
Well, they're the same. Same thing.
I didn't realise.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying they're like mini cucumbers or they do something to them, make them cucumbers?
Well, they put them in a pickle brine and that's what becomes a pickle.
So pickle is a cucumber?
Yeah.
So you can't just go to a tree and pick off a pickle?
No, I thought you could.
You can't pick a pickle?
No.
But you can't catch a cucumber. No such thing as a
fresh pickle.
So what you're telling me is if my name was Peter, I couldn't pick a pickle?
No.
Could I pick a bunch of pickled peppers?
You probably could, yeah.
That's perplexing.
It is perplexing.
I did not know that. So a cucumber, they just put it in the thing and then it goes, shrinks up.
Yep.
When you put your toes in a bathtub and your toes all shrink up.
Shrivels up, yeah.
Yeah. Or when it's cold in a pool.
Yeah, that's it.
What? And your pickle goes.
I didn't know a pickle was a cucumber.
I had no idea.
To be honest, I hadn't really thought about it much.
No, it'd be weird if you had. Hello, Mick.
Hi, how you going, boys?
Good, mate. What didn't you know?
I did not know that sticky date pudding has actual dates in it. I thought it was a date-flavoured sauce. I just found that out.
Interesting.
And I've been having it for years.
I've actually never thought about that either, Mick. I thought the sauce was the date thing. That's, because you can't, they're not big dates in the pudding.
But they're actual little dates in there, mixed into the mixture. And I've never thought of that.
Mick, I'm finding this out now. How did you find it out?
Well, I found out by, even though I've had it a lot of times, when I was chewing away, I'm like, what's that little lump? And I spat it out, and my mum goes, it's a date. And I go, really? They have dates in them? I don't like dates.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, a new study, has suggested that playing musical instruments can lead to better memory.
Right.
Did you know that I stopped playing guitar a while ago?
What? You probably told me.
A study has suggested that playing musical instruments can lead to better memory.
He's born funny, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I tell you I stopped playing guitar a while ago? A study suggests...
We're trying to make these talk breaks shorter.
Yeah, but when the bosses hear me do this bit, it is one of the best bits. Yes, a new study has revealed that those who play a musical instrument tend to have better working memory and be able to function better day to day in remembering, you know, pick something up from the grocery store, your boss tells you to do something, all those little things.
It makes sense because it uses a different part of your brain too, doesn't it, being able to play the instruments.
I can play a few, but I couldn't tell you what it does the old noggin old.
Yeah, well, I can't play anything, as you know.
You know a lot about the brain.
Yeah.
But you and I together.
Oh, mate, let me tell you about the lobes.
What's your favourite lobe?
Oh, the frontal cortex. Yeah. Let me tell you. One of the best.
So this study just basically followed a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of different professions and obviously not musical professions.
Okay.
So like, you know, a lawyer, a banker, a chippy,
a tradie. So these are people who play instruments as a hobby, yeah?
Yes, correct, yeah, okay. On the side. And they found that those who were playing instruments tended to have a better short-term and long-term memory. So they could remember stuff from ages ago, but also that, as I said, that day-to-day stuff.
It makes sense.
Like when your wife goes, hey, Nath, don't eat that food in the fridge for dinner. It's mine.
And I go, sorry, didn't hear you. I was playing my bassoon.
Doesn't matter. Someone broke in anyway.
No, so it wasn't me. We had Liam who admitted to doing the wrong.
Thanks, Liam. So what I want to do on 131069 is I want, if you listen to the show right now, Australia, I want you to play a musical instrument for us. So whether maybe you're nearly on your way home, maybe you are at home listening to the show, but you need to be able to get a musical instrument.
Yeah, some sort of instrument, not a real one. Don't like hit your bottle on the steering wheel.
No,
if you've got your kazoo in the glove box, great.
Yeah, I'm talking like guitars, drums, if you've got a violin,
sorry,
a trumpet.
Like a Guy Sebastian lyric. Never leave your kazoo in the glove box. Put it out on a fresh cup.
A recorder, a harmonica, whatever you have.
Yep.
I want you to call the show 131060, and then I want you to let Nathan and I guess what that instrument is.
Right, okay, so just for them playing it.
Yep, now, the call show, you got an instrument on you, Steve? Yeah, boys, I do. Have a crack, and then you go, I think
now,
that's it.
I know I've just admitted that I'm not, like, I can't play instruments, right? I have no musical ability in my body, but I reckon I know the sound. I listen to a lot of music, right? Working this bloody radio station, right? I've been to orchestras before, you know, I've been to Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, you know, you loved Hans.
I love Hans Zimmer. Wash your Hans, they used to say to him during COVID. But
is that the guy from Channel 7?
That's Hans the German.
Oh,
there's so many Hanses out there. Yeah, Hans V, you know him too. But I reckon I will be pretty good at figuring out what the instruments are. I've heard a lot of instruments. I've been in musicals.
Do you want me to tap out of this one?
No, God, no.
No, no, but you seem quite confident.
No, no, no.
I'll be there as a backup.
No, I'm confident. No, no, no. I'm confident because you're there. All right, so how about I guess?
So your confidence can't come from me being on your team.
Okay, but how?
It's like, hey guys, I think we're going to win today because that bloke over there is really
passing the ball. All right, 13-10-60. Ben, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Ben, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 12.
12.
Think you got a good memory, Ben?
Sort of.
Yeah, he can't remember. Ben, have you got an?
Well, he's only been playing an instrument for, you know, how long have you been playing this for, Ben?
About 3 years.
3 years. So there you go.
That's pretty good.
But I mean, like, that's why his memories are good.
Yeah, well, you just... Some people don't know if it's bad or good.
No, well, I mean, he's 12, mate.
He's only young.
People who are 60 could have been playing for 50 years.
No, that's true.
It's not Ben's fault. He's 12.
Sounds like you're
Ben, is it your fault he's 12?
All right, Ben, when you're ready, play that instrument. I'm going to guess what it is, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're going round the twist.
Oh, getting a whole orchestra performance. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. First of all, round of applause, Ben. Very good. That was so good. So impressive and very clear what that is.
Hey, Jim. Ben, you got a reed in your mouth while you're playing that instrument by any chance?
That's a great question.
I do.
Yeah.
Does that help you, Nate?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a trumpet, isn't it? Trumpet? It's not a trumpet, is it, Ben?
There's no.
No, it's obviously not a trumpet because it's a saxophone.
That's correct.
Yes. Was he reading in his mouth?
No, so there's a reed in a saxophone. Yeah,
also, that song was Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Was that Rolling in the Deep, Benjamin? Yeah.
It was Rolling in Deep.
It was Round the Twist.
As we thought.
It's a remix.
Adele samples Round the Twist.
Reed's the wooden part. So when you're blowing in a saxophone, there's a reed, there's a wooden part.
I don't care.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you.
Well, what you are?
For the sake of it.
Don't ask a question you don't want to answer, mate.
You got it off air.
Let me know in the future what questions you want. I got a question for you. Just tell me after the show.
Is it wooden, is it? I thought it was plastic.
Stop asking questions.
Janine, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You got a good memory, Janine?
I try my best.
Okay, that's
good. Are you got an instrument there for us, Janine?
I do. I've got a guitar here and I'm just a learner.
Okay.
Play it nice and slowly.
Excellent. Okay. I reckon I'll get this pretty quickly, Janine.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead. I reckon I'll get it pretty quickly. Ready? Watch how quick I'll get this.
One, two, three.
Janine.
Yes.
Is it a guitar?
Yes.
That's how good I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two from two.
Pretty good.
That was lightning, Janine.
I don't even need your help on that one.
Tasma, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What instrument
you play, Tasma? Don't tell me, Tasma.
Just whenever you're ready. Let's start playing your instrument.
Okay.
It's that one. What's it called? I know what it is. It's the...
Nate thinks he might be onto something here, Tasma.
Give me a bit more, Tasma. Go again. It's the one with
that. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I had to put it down.
Accordion. When the moon hits. Is it a recordion? Accordion?
Oh! Yeah, that's right.
It's not a recording.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Jim, disgruntled Aussie biscuit lovers. They're the people you don't want to mess with, the biscuit lovers. They've been up in arms by claims that the Aussie Arnott's Iced Vovo. We all know the Iced Vovo. We love the Iced Vovo.
Love the Iced Vovo.
They're claiming that it's getting smaller and thinner at the same time. They're not happy.
Been there.
People have claimed the move is sneaky. You don't throw a word like sneaky around often. Claim that the move is sneaky and that the biscuits are smaller in size and the pink fondant on top is also thinner. Some people have even said it's just not the same.
No.
Just not the same.
I don't reckon anything's the same as you get older.
Well, things change. Your body changes. Your body. You get hair in places that you never...
No,
you
know? I just feel like...
Your ears and nose are always growing.
Everything tasted better when I was younger.
No, I agree.
The colours were brighter.
No, you had your whole life ahead of you.
People were nicer.
Downhill, mate.
It's just, now it's like, oh, here we go.
He's whinging.
You know, no point. I don't even eat for taste anymore. I had to go, we're at CMC and had to try and find a healthy option.
Mate, there wasn't. The amount of crap we put in our bodies. Oh, Jesus.
I had veggies last night, I'll be honest.
Like how was that?
Like a stir fry.
Yeah.
And it just went straight through me.
Mate, I'm still off the wagon. I got a burger and chips last
night.
Did you? Yeah. I was just like, well, I'm here.
You know I'd roll me dag with dogs and chips on a stick.
Yeah, could have
Great Northerns.
Well, I got to the point where I was eating the chips and the stick. I was asking for the stick to be deep fried.
When I was early 20s, I could eat whatever I wanted. I bounced back. I had a six pack. Yeah. Now I'm just a grub.
A six pack of beers. That's me, mate. However, how about this? Arnott's have come out and refuted the claims. They have said there is nothing to this. It's a load of hooey, as they say over in Arnott's. I don't know if they actually said it's a load of hooey, but they've said that these claims are just not true, and there has been no changes to the recipe of the Ice Vovo in years. Right? So it's exactly the same. The people complaining might have just got a dud one. You know what I mean? Yep. There's always a dud one in the batch.
Yep. Yeah. No, the Ice Vovo hasn't changed, and Princess Kate is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And that was her in the video working.
That's what she's doing. You know what I mean? That was her walking, eating an ice vodka. Everything's together. Look, here's what I want to do now. 13 10 60. What just isn't the same anymore? I mean, we provide a few examples, but 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. What just? It isn't the same anymore to what it used to be.
I feel like chips in potato chips in packets. I just feel like there's not as many.
No, it's not the same.
Look, maybe
there's a lot of bloody air in those packets.
Maybe I was a tiny child. So it seemed that they were bigger, but I just feel like when I open a bag of chips now, I'm like, I feel like there used to be more.
Here's one for you. What just isn't the same anymore? TV show length. It's not the same anymore in terms of seasons.
All
they're doing now is one season, eight episodes, that's it. They're great shows.
Back in the day,
I want more. Look at Friends, Seinfeld.
They all fell off.
Simpsons, they're on like 930
Simpsons
seasons.
Still going.
You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
You don't do that. It's just not the same anymore.
Just TV in general.
Just TV.
Remember
used to be better.
You used to all gather around, watch Australian Idol.
Tell you
who's on Australian Idol.
Radio, just not the same anymore.
Andy, bring them back.
Yeah, there's these other two idiots trying to be them.
No.
Will and Woody.
Zinger. Got them.
13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. What just isn't the same anymore, guys? It could be a food. It could be a type of entertainment. Maddie, welcome.
Hello.
Maddie, what just isn't the same anymore?
I just want a soft drink with some sugar in it, please. They're all bloody sweetener and diet and full of aspartame. Nah, what sugar, mate?
Oh, you're so right. Give me the full hog.
I just wanted to get a Coke the other day, mate, like a normal Coke. I go to the store. They're all diets. They're all the zero. I was like, where's just the normal Coke? I just want a Coke with a bit of sugar in it.
Here's a Maddie.
My work doesn't sell anything except for diet beverages. You can buy a bar of chocolate, but you cannot buy anything except diet beverage. Even diet Gatorade. Yeah.
You know what? Just bring in a bowl of sugar, put your face in it, Maddie. That's
I'm here for it.
Good on you, Maddie.
Sugar is a spoon.
Jared. Hello, Jared.
Hello, how are we?
Good, mate. What just isn't the same anymore?
Subway.
Because I used to have a lot of Subbers, Jared. What's changed?
So you go in, you order, your footlong, whatever you need, all the toppings, and they just skimp out on everything except lettuce. You get 3/4 full of lettuce.
No, that's true. That's because it's the cheap bit, isn't it?
I feel like, Jared, that's a lot of places. Though. Like, I'll order something, and I ask for no lettuce anymore because they just try and fill them up. Like, some place burrito, get a burrito, they fill them up with lettuce.
Pretty much. If you just fill it.
Have you given that feedback to them? Jared, have you said, oi, take some of the bloody lettuce off your mongrels?
No, you just kind of leave the lettuce to the end and you get all the extra bits, extra that, and then you throw the lettuce on the top.
Oh, that's smart, man. That's smart stuff from you, Jared. Man. Subway, look, take note. Get rid of the lettuce. Just get rid of lettuce. It's nothing.
Subway, eat fresh. Subway, eat less.
Yes.
Lettuce.
it's a great slogan. B, hello.
Hello.
Hey, B, what just isn't the same anymore?
Hi, Friday Night Blockbusters on free-to-air TV.
Oh, that is a phenomenal example. Now we've got bloody Gem 2 and
and
streaming, it just doesn't make it the same.
Remember you used to sit at home on the front with mum and dad and it'd be a big movie on TV.
Good.
Yeah, you look forward to the ads because that's your mini break for a snack.
Yeah, you could go for a wee, get some ice cream.
On the landline.
Bring back more ads, B.
Nostalgia. Yeah. It was nice about not having the choice.
We have ads.
Bring back more ads. Anyway.
Yeah.
Heineken, celebrating good times with F1.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
On the Jimmy and Nath Show, it's Tuesday. No. Quitting time! That's it, Jim. We know how it works. That little hooter goes off and we got to go off to go off and get out of here.
Little hooter. Yeah, it's a shame.
Little hooter, and we'll see you later.
It was a great show. Really enjoyed tonight. But unfortunately, we've got to get out of here.
We've got to get out of here, mate. And the best bit about the show rating is it doesn't matter how much of the show you have heard, you give us a score out of 10, and that is all we need. Kelsey, welcome to the show. Hello, Kels.
Hello.
Kelsey, how much of the show you caught tonight, you reckon?
Look, I always listen on my way home from work, so I'd probably say probably around 30 minutes.
Okay. A little birdie tells me you've just got your peas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey! Well done.
Congrats on the. Did you get it? You get a first go, Kelsey?
I actually did. I was so proud of myself.
Good. So perfect score, or?
I think so. They didn't tell me, so I'm hoping it was a perfect score.
Who cares? As long as you got it, you know what I mean.
Exactly. As long as I passed.
Doesn't matter. Good on you. Good on you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Drive. What's the first thing? Where are you driving? Is this the first time you're driving by yourself?
No, I've had it for around a week. So driving to and from work and then, of course, through Macca's. So.
Right, okay. Yeah, through Macca's is always good. You got friends that want lifts and everything, Kels?
Well, I already can take one person, so I have to choose my friends wisely.
And I was a boy, mate. Cars could fit 20 people.
Jimmy still hasn't got his license.
Well, do you need it?
License, schmolicense.
Kelsey, what do you want to give us out of 10?
I'd say 7.5.
A 7.5?
Seems fair. Okay. Any areas we can improve in, Kels?
You guys haven't been as funny as usual. I'm sorry.
I'm still hungover from the weekend, Kelsey, okay?
Yeah, we're going.
Put your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes.
Heineken.
Beer.
Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.